Yes, I can.
All right, welcome to Planning Commission for the August 20th, 2025 meeting. We'll start the meeting off with a prayer from Commissioner Mitchell and the pledge, followed by the pledge by Commissioner Anderson.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful to gather this evening for Planning Commission and Land Use Authority meeting. We're grateful for the opportunity we could all be here. We pray this time that thou would help us as we go through the items on our and do so in orderly fashion. We're grateful for the opportunity to live here. We're grateful for all those who serve and to help make it a great place to be. And we pray that thou would help us to do our part. Thank you in this, we pray and do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay, item one is the approval of the agenda. We'll look for a motion to approve the agenda.
Commissioner Tupou, I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Commissioner Davis seconds the motion.
I have a first from Commissioner Tupou, a second from Commissioner Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number two is approval of the minutes from the August 6th, 2025 meeting.
This is Commissioner Mitchell. I move that we approve the minutes from August for the previous meeting.
Commissioner Davis seconds that motion.
I have first from Commissioner Mitchell, a second from Commissioner Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item, oh, declaration, sorry. Does anyone have any declaration or abstentions on this?
No.
Okay, item 4A is a C-25-007, a request for a conditional use permit for a new commercial building located at Groves Parkway and Water's Edge Way. The applicant is Zion Shores Development. We'll turn this over to Eldon.
Thank you, commissioners. This is the location that we're looking at, Alea here. You can see that star there. That's the area this development is going. I'll pull up the site plan here. The applicant is requesting approval of a conditional use permit to build a commercial building or buildings located at Groves Parkway and Water's Edge Way, located in Village 28 of the Alea PCD. Zoning regulations require new commercial buildings 5,000 square feet in size and larger to obtain conditional use permit approval. With that being said, there are two buildings that meet this threshold, with the first building being a 6,000 square foot retail building and the second being a 32,568 square foot wave generator and viewing deck. I'll point those out here. The commercial retail here, if you can see my cursor bouncing there, kind of the left hand side of the screen, retail and office, and then just to the right is this long viewing deck and equipment facility building to generate those waves. Other structures include a jumping rock and beach cabanas. The entire site is 8.83 acres in size. The retail building is 41 feet, 8 inches tall, with a board, shop, and check-in being on the first floor, office and staff area on the second floor, and a deck lounge on the third floor. The wave generator and viewing deck is one story and will house the mechanical equipment to produce the surf waves with a viewing deck on top. That's this longer building here with a few cabanas up top. The proposal includes 110 parking spaces, which are broken down with one parking space for every 250 square feet of business retail, and one parking stall for every 3.5 available seats within the facility. Staff is comfortable with the proposed parking. The parcel is zoned PCD with a specific designation of hospitality. Staff has reviewed the proposed project and finds that it meets the standards as outlined in the PCD. Staff recommends the Planning Commission recommend approval of C-25-07 based on the following findings and subject to the following conditions. And I would like to just note the last handful of conditions here, starting at condition 13, that parking will be adhered to as presented in the exhibit. Condition 14, all of the water used in relation to the surf pool shall be supplied by secondary water from the developer's private secondary water sources. This was taken straight from the development agreement and incorporated into these conditions here. Condition 15, the discharge of byproducts or outflow from any water treatment system, such as reverse osmosis system or other water treatment technology that is installed on the property for treatment of secondary water, shall not be discharged into the city's systems. Condition 16, plans for any secondary water treatment facility installed on the property for the processing and discharge of any and all waste stream, brine solution, or other byproduct of reverse osmosis shall be submitted to the city for approval. Condition 17, culinary water shall not be used in any capacity to treat secondary water sources. And lastly, condition 18, the surf pool as identified on the plan shall be constructed as a permanent structure with the issuance of a building permit from Washington City. Again, those were taken straight from the development agreement and just wanted to reiterate those, which the applicant's aware of and planning to incorporate into the project. That concludes staff report. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have at this time.
Thanks, Helen.
Commissioner Davis, hey, Eldon, just one quick question and maybe for a little bit further clarification. In the scorecard, the staff scorecard, the engineers do make reference to a little bit of concern regarding the flow of the water and the height as it approaches, I guess, building number one. Just was there any further dialogue from the applicant on that or anything else we should be considering?
So that concern there, you can see on the right hand side, that unit number one, how close it is to the waves there. I looked at the elevations on that. I did see that comment. There's a difference of 5.5 feet from that wave to that townhome unit. I think it was more of a precautionary of hey, take a closer look at this. Just concerned with those waves spilling up to that.
So most likely the applicant.
Yeah, I think we could ask the applicant, the engineer on.
Since it was mentioned by the engineers, just figure it. Very good. Well, that'd be great. Thank you.
How you doing? Cody Larkin here representing Zion Shores here. Yeah, those townhomes there are substantially higher than the waves. The waves have a mitigation system as they get close to the shoreline, they hit a bunch of baffles, rocks, big boulders, and they break water and they hold it back. Won't have any, they'll stay quite a ways from that. In fact, the edge of what you see there is as far as they would ever go. There's actually a little curb wall that's about a foot high as well, so.
Okay, great. Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah. Any other questions?
This is Commissioner Anderson, what are your thoughts on the parking? Some of the staff has said they're fine with parking. Others, like the engineer, says he's not sure. He's worried about it.
says that it's a little hard to tell if it's going to be enough or not. So I you obviously want to make sure there's enough parking there. So
yeah, tell absolutely. Me your thoughts on it. So the majority of the people who will access this will probably be staying in the condos and the rental townhomes, the rental homes, and then the general public will be able to use the parking there. We're basing this off of four other places that have similar facilities that have probably 1/10 this amount of parking, and it works great for them because you just don't have that many people in there at one time. The max amount of surfers in the water at one time is 30. So, and that's an hour long rate of surfing. So we don't anticipate a lot of people. We actually believe that that parking is more than double what we need. So.
Thank you. Do you guys have any other questions for the applicant?
I've got a question, Chairman. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Cody Larkin.
I'm just reviewing the agreement that regards some of the terms reached between the city council and the developer for this. And one of the terms is that a plan for the treatment of secondary water would be submitted to the city at some point to show the city how the project will accomplish that. I'm not wanting to state that I expect that to be submitted together with this, but can you just maybe give the most of the terms of that agreement have been incorporated into the conditions for this. And so I just maybe wanted to bring that one up and ask, you know, when that might be something the city could see or review.
We're about done with it. I would say we'll probably have in about 4 or 5 weeks. It's a pretty extensive engineering project to make sure that we're not putting any kind of water down the city systems. Everything that comes out will be solids in pellet form, and we have one little evaporation pond that will take a small amount to get the last little bit. We're really close with that. We anticipate to submit that sometime during the building plan permit process.
Okay. Did you say something, John?
I don't know if we'll have our locations for the civil. We have where everything's going, but we don't have, I mean, it's a, it's, we know what's gonna come out of it. We just got to get the location specific inside that WaveGen building.
Yeah, so I'm not sure that attaching it to the commercial building is the right time, but I think the building permit for the pool itself is probably the time when the city will want to be able to see and review that plan.
Okay.
With the water that's going to fill it once it's done. And so I don't know when that plan is to submit that, but I'm guessing that I just wanted to raise it because Eldon covered all the other conditions in the conditions permit for the building, but that's one that's really not connected to the building, but it's connected to the pool site. That's going to be next to the building. And so I just wanted to make sure that that was mentioned.
Yep.
Yep.
Thanks. So we could tie that to a condition that they have to have that.
I would just leave it until they're, it's a real technical issue. It's really not one of political or community concern as long as they meet the standards that they agreed to meet with the city council. So I would just probably leave it off of anything tonight. And the applicant, we had a good little discussion. The city staff, we'll catch that when the pool permits reviewed.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Great. Thank you.
This is a public hearing, so I will open this up to the public if anyone else would like to speak to this. Okay, I'll close the public hearing portion of this and look for a motion, or if you guys have any more concerns or anything with this.
So Commissioner Anderson.
Make a motion to recommend approval of C-25-07, conditional use permit for a new commercial building located at Groves Parkway and Water's Edge Way, with the findings and conditions outlined by staff.
This is Commissioner Mitchell, I second.
I have a first by Commissioner Anderson, a second by Commissioner Mitchell. Individual voting, Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Commissioner Mitchell.
Aye.
Commissioner Tupou.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
I'm Commissioner Bullock, I'm an aye as well. So this will go to City Council with a recommendation of approval. Item 5 is to adjourn Planning Commission.
This is...
Tupou, I make a motion to adjourn.
Davis seconds.
I'm first by Commissioner Tupou, second by Commissioner Davis, all in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. We will start the land use...